yesterday. It sounded like, just listening and watching it yesterday, the crowd was unbelievable there at Mudgee for Cup Day. The Cup went to Tarsin. Joe Pride trained the horse to win the race this year. Well done, Joe.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andrew.
What a big thrill. I know I look back in that ad break of the history, and I think John Thompson trained the horse 12 months before when the horse won the Mudgee Cup. And well done to Jamie and the rest of the crew of Proven Thoroughbreds taking the horse back there again this year.
Yeah, look, it was a long-term plan. And we actually had an open night on last night for Proven Thoroughbreds. So it was fantastic to have the crew there, some of the owners all gather around and have a few drinks and something to eat and watch their horse win. So it was a big thrill.
Gee, that would have been timing's perfection there. It's like the ride of Robbie Dolan. I thought that a Point Percy had got the winning break, but Robbie just picked it up at the right time.
He's riding really well at the moment. It's nice to be able to use a kid that's in such good form. So, it's nice when a plan comes together and, you know, careful planning there from Jamie and our team. And it was nice to have it all come together and on very timely with our open day on. Yep.
Well, yeah, that was my thing. I mean, to have an open day and then to watch with clients of Proven Thoroughbreds winning the race, you can't get much better than that, Joe.
Couldn't stage any better, could you? So, no, they do a fantastic job, Proven Thoroughbreds, and I suggest anyone looking to get into horse ownership, Jamie does a great job of his communication spot on, and they make it a lot of fun for a lot of new clients in racing.
Watching some of these country tracks, it can be hard picking them up with the sun particularly, but were you comfortable where you were in the race, Tarsin?
Yeah, we knew there was going to be a good tempo on, and Robbie had him positioned beautifully from what was a good draw and won. He just needed to give him some room, and he just produced a really good move sort of just prior to the corner, getting him out off the fence, angling out, and yeah, he was just a bit too strong for them late. And he's a nice horse. He's won five races now. He's got a couple of levels of progression in him, and he'll come to Warwick Farm on the 22nd here and run at his home track. So I think he's just a dry track horse, but when he gets conditions to suit and around that mile, he's very effective.
Yeah, we're watching the replay on Sky TV at the moment, but for our radio audience, a Point Percy just gets that break at about the 200-metre mark and the others had to chase down. But Robbie, you mentioned you're obviously watch jockeys, Joe, but we had him on the radio yesterday morning. He just seems to be in a good place at the moment, Robbie Dolan.
We often see these kids, don't we, and they go through these different sort of developmental stages and they're able to take advantage of it, and everybody just jumps on their back and wants to be part of their success. And when they're riding sort of the crest of a wave like this, it's a good time to have mine. He rode a winner for me last Saturday in arraignment. He won on Cosmologist for me. And look, I'm not a big user of apprentices, but I think when you get a kid like this who's obviously an intelligent rider who's learning his craft and he's got a claim, he's really valuable. So, yeah, really hope Robbie the best success over the next 12 months. I'm sure it's going to be really good for him.
He's got a couple of rides in town today, which is fantastic for him. Just before I let you go, mate, what about the two today? Is Discussions the best of your two with Gamblestown?
Yeah, I think Gamblestown will run a nice race. He's on the back up, and I think that's for a horse his age and with the tricks that he's got up his sleeve, I think a back up will work really well for him. So I wouldn't talk people out of putting him in particularly into multiples, but Discussions should run well. He'll be on pace, and Robbie's actually got the ride on him. He rode him last start to ride him again today.
You go forward with a nice little draw. I must admit I haven't had a good look at the pace, but Kanachi's in the race, so there'll be a couple that'll go forward.
Yeah, my horse is not aggressive, but he's always on speed. He gives himself every chance in that way. He's an honest horse. And if the track's playing sort of on pace, it'll suit him today.
All right, Discussions in the last. Joe, well done yesterday. Well done to Jamie Walter and the rest of the crew at Proven. And by the sounds of it, they could continue the party today. Well done to you, mate.
Sure we will. Thanks very much.